Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Luther's here, too. Barbara is the owner and the founder of the Luther Law Firm, which is an intellectual property law firm, and she helps companies just like yours and mine decide and help us secure our intellectual property. She's our good friend, Barbara Luther. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a delight to be here with you.
Good to have you back. So one of the things I know you've been covering lately and you've been dealing with lately with some of your folks is we all get offers in the email, by mail, solicitations, all kinds of things. How do we know whether any of them are valid or not, right? I mean, we sometimes they sound pretty darn good, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. Only $2,000, and you can be listed in this great directory of trademarks,
right,
and people are offering things for their business. They have excellent copywriters. And the only reason they're sending those out is they do get replies and money.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful.
Some of them appear scams, and some of them are not scams, but they're not exactly valuable.
Right. Offering to put you in a listing is maybe a cover for a scam. It may actually be a valuable listing. But are you ready for that? Would you know what to do if you got the listing?
Mm-hmm.
All those are things to consider before you spend any money at all.
Mm-hmm. How can we tell if a deal is a good deal or not?
Well, if they design it so that it looks like it comes from a trademark office or patent office, the closer it looks, the more likely it is to be a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually, they got passed some laws that people shouldn't be doing that. And one of the things you can do is you can actually call the patent or trademark office and ask, is this from you, if it's that close and you're not sure.
Well, I've never had an offer. I've been in business a long time, Barbara. I've never been contacted by the PTO, USPTO.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of business with them. I've done a lot of business with them. They've sent me responses to my approach to them, but they've never reached out to me directly. So I'm assuming that if it comes from them unsolicited, that it's not something I need.
That is totally correct. Except in one instance, the trademark office has started sending out reminders to people because they've noticed that a lot of trademarks go dead, and then because people don't the follow up work, and then they have to start all over again.
And of course, if they have you, if they've engaged you as an attorney, then you're going to track that for them. But if they don't have an attorney still active with them, then that's a good service. But see, I consider that not to be unsolicited because I have business with the USPTO, and they, what they're doing is they're responding to our business.
Yes, they're treating you like a good customer.
And yes. I would recognize the subject of their correspondence, and that would be something that would tell me, okay, obviously this is a good deal. It's about my business. But if you don't recognize anything, if you don't have any business with USPTO, which most small businesses don't, unfortunately, if you don't, then you're getting an offer from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, it's 99.9% a scam.
Yes. And they're very clever, too, because they look at the public databases. They probably have programs to scrape those and get the data and then transform it into a letter and send it to you. So the scammers may actually be talking about your actual file number at the trademark office. You have to be very careful that way.
Well, and as I said earlier, some of these things are legal. They're maybe just not very ethical, but they're legal. For example, if I represent my company and then I put the USPTO's logo beside it and say, you know, we work closely with this group, and I put the USPTO. Well, you may think that you're dealing, that it's official because I've got their logo there, and all I've done is just associate myself with them. There's probably nothing illegal about that, but it's still a scam.
That's a very good question, Jim. I don't know, and I will have that answer next time I'm on.
But you see what I mean? I mean, I could I could put your logo in my letter and say Barbara Luther is a good is an associate of mine. Therefore, you know, you should you know, and so I would be implying that you pre-approved my offer. And all I did all I did was say I'm associated with you.
Right, I agree.
So that's an example. So part of this is, are they going to steal my money, or are they just going to waste my money, right?
Yes. That's definitely a question. These things that offer less, they're going to take your money one way or the other, and is it valuable? That remains to be determined.
One of the things that I get quite often is wanting to put me on a list of who's who, right?
Yes.
I'll get a who's who of you know, they'll say, you've been nominated to be identified as a member of the who's who of the greatest human beings of all time, or something silly like that, right? And the truth is, these people are just publishers, aren't they? They're not doing anything wrong. They're not doing anything illegal. They'll actually send you a book with people's names in it and a medallion and all that kind of stuff, but and it'll cost you $75 or whatever, and you'll be in the book. But what they're doing is they're just publishers who chose to put out that kind of a product, and nobody cares that you're in that list, right?
Yes, that's usually true. I've had my concerns about some of these lists for best lawyer in city or state.
Right.
And I've been listed in Martindale Hubble for over 18 years now.
But that's a peer-reviewed a publication.
Yes, it is.
That's a professional publication.
Right, it is. It is peer-reviewed by other attorneys. So that's one of the things is that people don't know what they don't know, and especially when picking attorneys, it's very hard to know who's good. I mean, you can work with your neighbor's brother and think, well, he's not going to cheat me because I'll have a falling out with my neighbor.
Right.
But is he going to do good things for you? And you may not know for a couple of years down the road. Then that's a problem in patents. Because there's all kinds of people who are offering to do patents.
Barbara, I need your website, Barbara.
www.thelutherlawfirm.com.
Thelutherlawfirm.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.